Today from the Ohio Newsroom, extraterrestrial rocks.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. If you want to see a space rock in Ohio, you have a few options. You can check out the so-called Dayton meteorite at the Boonshoft Museum of Discovery, or a 103-pound fragment from 1860 at Marietta College. But this weekend offers a special opportunity to see and touch some of the largest private collections of meteorites in the state. Bill Reinhart with Ohio Newsroom member station WVXU reports.
Space is dirty. It's littered with asteroids and rocks and dust. Some of that material falls to the Earth. When it enters the atmosphere, we call it a meteor. If it lands, it's a meteorite. John Ventry of Cincinnati collects them. He has more than 100 space rocks of various sizes, including two 25-pounders on display at the Cincinnati Observatory.
The smallest one, I don't know, would be about the size of a fingernail, I guess. The people who market and sell them break them up into very, very small pieces so they can get more and more people to buy them.
It's not easy to find meteorites in Ohio. There are only 14 reported here, ever. Observatory astronomer Wes Ryle says the actual unreported number is likely higher. Most meteorites that survive the journey through the atmosphere are smaller than a grain of sand.
The funny thing is that if you kind of add up the total mass that falls on the Earth, it's by far these micrometeorites, these tiny microscopic objects that come raining down through the atmosphere all day, every day, that add up to be the most in terms of the mass that's deposited on the Earth.
Micrometeorites are measured in microns. That's 1/1000th of a millimeter. Dusty Segreto has about 200 in his collection, ranging in size from 90 to 400 microns. He's bringing some of his best to Saturday's Meet a Meteorite event at the Cincinnati Observatory, along with a microscope, because otherwise they're just tiny specks. Segreto says if you only look on the ground, a micrometeorite is going to be just one speck in a sea of trillions. So he narrows the field by climbing.
You go up to a nice flat roof. Anything up there is either from wind or from space. And so you've cut out most of the other stuff. You gather up some material, and you separate it with a magnet. So a lot of these micrometeorites have a certain amount of iron content that's magnetic. And so you can go from a pretty big pile of dirt to, you know, maybe a tenth of that amount.
From there, it's a lot like panning for gold. He uses a 4-quart plastic bowl. At a glance, it can be difficult to tell a meteorite from a normal Earth rock, but under his microscope, space dirt doesn't look like anything from Earth.
They really stand out. They look different. They look beautiful. They have a structure to them. They have forms and colors that you don't see in terrestrial dirt because they went through a process via its entry to the Earth that terrestrial material never really goes through.
Segreto says wherever you are, you're never more than a few meters away from a micrometeorite.
They are everywhere. You might have one on your shoulder right now. You wouldn't know it. And they're absolutely beautiful. So that the fact that these are everywhere and yet somehow rare to see, extremely common to find, but you'll never really know it, is one of the really cool aspects of it.
Segreto estimates he spends about 16 hours a week hunting for micrometeorites. That includes collecting dirt samples, sifting through the dirt, and identifying what he has under the microscope, and taking pictures.
Oh, gosh. This is my nightly meditation. So, some people might read a book, or, you know, if you're going to binge a show, instead of binging a show, I'm looking through dirt.
Saturday will give Ohioans a chance to see what he's found in that dirt, along with some from John Ventry's collection and pieces from three other private collections. Astronomer Wes Ryle says they'll also demonstrate some meteor wrongs, rocks that aren't from space. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Bill Reinhart.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.